Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy, Casey the Tobacco Nut,
hey!
All in the studio today. So we got a full crew inside and then connected via the web. Barry the Boater, Cherry the Diver Guy, Waldy Martini had to take a hike, I think, or attend to his guests.
Probably had to go refill the ice bucket.
That is possible, too.
Yeah. He had to find out why there was no power to the computer.
Oh, he lost juice, did he?
He's had a power issue.
Okay.
He has a power issue.
Well, to cover that base and then some, we brought in the dive god because South Florida is hopping today, diving-wise. They broke a world record for the world's largest underwater cleanup. Is that right, Mr. Watson, or what? What happened?
Yes, they did. The Guinness World Record representatives was there, and I mean, it was amazingly organized, and I'm telling you, I was apprehensive, and the weather was looking a little threatening, but it held off, and I mean, I think that's the most, well, I know it's the most divers I've ever seen in one spot at one time. I mean, they were just stretched for, looked like miles.
Wow.
And the previous record was 614, and they came up with a total of 633. So
how about that?
So the
USA,
the Deerfield
USA
Beach, pier is in the record book.
Well, there you go. And wasn't the previous record over in like Saudi Arabia or something? Was someplace like that?
Yeah,
or,
Egypt or something.
Egypt,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the Red Sea, maybe. Yeah, but so well, hats off to them for pulling this off. They've been doing this the last few years. This is like, I think, the third time.
Take your hat off.
That they've orchestrated such a thing. And, yeah, I didn't know what to think. I was kind of a little bit worried about the weather. And I was flirting with coming down there for the event, but we had just come off of this liveaboard trip. And I was like, I better just stay put for now. And
yeah, they had all these just like, blocks and blocks and blocks of these pop-up tents set up with different dive shops and dive clubs and organizations. And, of course, Patty was one of the sponsors, Project Aware and Dan, and I'm sure they had a lot to do with making the thing happen.
Sure.
But, I mean, hats off to Pavon and Dixie Divers for pulling off. It was an amazing event, and kudos to these guys, and kudos to all of the people that schlep dive gear for blocks.
I would imagine,
participate in this thing. The parking was like a nightmare.
Yeah.
And
well, it's a big beach dive, right? They did it right there at the beach Deerfield.
Right at the Deerfield Beach Pier, right out in front of the pier.
Okay, and everybody had to schlep their own gear and tank out to the beach.
Well, they had a drop off area. But I mean, I parked blocks away and saw people schlepping their gear down, wearing their gear and stuff. So it was a commitment for these people. And,
Well, now
they seem to be having a great time, and they're all participants in a world record.
There you go. They'll be in the Guinness Book of World Records because they were there on site documenting this event. World's largest underwater cleanup. Well, congratulations to everybody. By the way, how much garbage did they pull out of the ocean? Did they have a big pile of stuff that they brought back with them, or do you know, Neil?
You know, I don't even know what the total was, you know, but the fish must have thought it was D-Day down there or something, you know?
Right.
I can't even...
You've been invaded.
I can't even... I can't even imagine. They're like, oh, my God, what's happening?
Yeah. What was the – did you hear what the strangest thing they dragged up might have been?
Yeah, what'd they find?
No. I left right when I found out the total that everybody was coming back. It was from 9/11.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what the total about a year or trash and
right.
what the strangest stuff was. But well. It must be really clean down there.
With substantial, that yeah. That's a lot of divers.
There's a fish hook, much less anything else.
Yeah, and the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, was kind of like the Grand Marshal, or one of them, I assume. Were there a few,
well,
or were you the guy?
One of the guest celebrities, yeah. They were, I did some nice photo ops and,
right.
and rented a lot of friends I knew,
yeah.
I hadn't seen for a while. Mike Hanna,
East
with Sea Life, was down there. I believe he's one of the sponsors, and ran into some magazine people, and hopefully it'll get some nice exposure, both in the local media and national as well.
Well,
it was a neat event.
Yeah, anything to participate in if you're a diver. Like I said, I was really tempted to go down there, but coming off of another trip, it's about a 4-hour adventure each way for us to get down.
You were allowed to.
Yeah. What did you say, Jerry? What?
You wasn't allowed to.
What do you mean I wasn't allowed? Don't say that. That's blasphemy. How dare you?
Greg seeks no permission.
Yeah. And but I knew Neil was going. So Neil was there to represent.
I was the roving scuba radio reporter.
Yes. Well, like he needs any extra titles. It was nice. We caught up with Neil when we hung out at the Gomez Hilton that night on the backside of our little adventure. Went to the Rustic Inn and got my Alaskan king crab that they get their Alaskan king crab from Deadliest Catch on Discovery Channel there at that restaurant.
I actually met them and was on their boat when I was up in Alaska working on
the train. Probably ate the lobster, the crab that you caught on that boat.
You caught crabs?
I have.
Dinner
would have been expensive, except for the fact I got three meals out of it. I've never seen this so much food.
They gave him a lot. He had a big plate of food.
Neil had like a table full of spaghetti.
Yeah. So, man, king crab. I'll tell you, on my list of diving things I want to do, I on one of the Explorer Ventures trips a couple times ago, we had a couple from Russia. And for whatever reason, king crab got brought up on the boat. As you're talking about, like lobster hunting and stuff. And to them, Florida spiny lobster hunting is like, to them, that's king crab. They go and find king crab there where they dive off the coast of Russia. And I said, really? You just go and you get one of those massive crabs out of it? He goes, yeah, you got to catch them from behind and grab them. And you get a couple and then you take them up on the beach and you get a big pot of water or seawater. You boil it over an open flame and you eat it right there. And I'm like, oh, my God, I want to do that. That would be so amazing. Because, king crab, you see them, how thick they get, like on Deadliest Catch or go into your local Costco, you see them get some. Then things are like, a couple inches in diameter. And I had a plate of this stuff at the Rustic Inn down there in South Florida. And the waiter, he goes, here, let me show you a trick. And he takes a knife and bangs the hammer on each side of the knuckle, and then he flips it up on its side, and the whole meat slides out of the crab like a hot dog. So I had like four hot dog sizes pieces of king crab meat to chow down on. That was
You're kind of scary.
Yummy!
And a little alcohol involved.
Well, there could have been a little bit of that to kind of wash it down. You don't want to choke. You don't want to have dry mouth when you're eating king crab.
That's, no, absolutely.
That would be wrong. But anyway, I digress. Just one of the side things that we did on our way back, hanging with the dive god. So, Father's Day is tomorrow. You could have king crab then, or you could do what the dive god's going to do, hop on a plane and fly over to Bimini. Is that right?
Well,
isn't that what you're doing?
Absolutely. Well, Both my daughter and son are over there. So, I'll go over and spend Father's Day with the kids and maybe get wet and certainly have some nice seafood and a cocktail or two, a click.
Yep,
and it could be clock all day long.
24/7 in Bimini. Absolutely, that's one of the benefits of living down in South Florida. They can hop on the ferry. Are you going to fly, or are you going to take the ferry over?
No, I've taken the seaplane.
The seaplane. Ooh, that's even better. Well,
I miss Chalks.
That's an adventure in itself. Yeah.
Well, this is kind of like Chalks.
Not the gyrocopter?
No, he retired that, right, Neil, after he broke the record?
Well, actually, I sold it to Bahamas and he crashed it.
Okay. So it's not even an option anymore. Probably shouldn't have been. But that's a whole other story.
So well, what's going on in Bimini now? Is it Hammerheads or
No, Hammerhead season's over. Well, but we got more with the Dive God next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth. Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth. J'aime énormément la Scuba Radio. I love Scuba Radio. Especially, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, how you say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Julie from St. Bart's.
You are Greg the Dive Meister.
Yes. She was not there when we were at the Tipsy Goat Bar, but that's where we met Julie back in the day. It was before they called it the Tipsy Goat in Saba. But it was a good time, regardless, on that adventure.
Yeah, I think we should open our own bar. You know, Scuba Radio, Tavern or something.
What do you think this is right now there, Casey?
No. I mean, like, worldwide. Like,
oh, open it up to the masses?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much open season. You know, you guys just kind of came in off the
street. I think we could find some cheap real estate in the Dominican Republic.
There you go.
Yeah.
Come on, maybe, Greg. Sponsor us.
Punta Cana.
Fly us down there in your seaplane.
I don't have one yet. But
Eric
it's in
Douglas
the works.
Said you did. Was he lying, Derek?
It was a It was a...
Liar!
No, no. It was a fictional thing. It was actually... it was a glimpse into the future.
You're
how about
breaking
that?
My heart. I thought it was all truth. And
well, it's what
image
is
to of
be.
You in my head.
No, it's what's to be. It's okay. What's to be. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Nick Sullivan, who is also a diving author, he popped up on Facebook Live. Hi, Nick. How you doing? I don't know if he heard us earlier say, but I saw the first shipments of his book, A Deep Cut, which is based in Saba, show up in Saba. And I was talking to the girl at the counter there at Sea Saba, the dive operation. And I said, how much are they selling the books for? They hadn't even put a price on them yet. But now you can get them in Saba when you visit Saba. And
did
it's
you
pretty cool.
impress her with who you are and what you do?
I said, this is who I am and this is what I do. And she's like, all right, get the hell out.
No free book.
I can second that. I heard it.
Yeah, he heard it.
Heard it.
So yeah, you can pick up your, you can go to Saba and get the book, or you can just go to NickSullivan.net, I believe, if I got his website. Just Google it, and Deep Cut. Really good, really good book. As a matter of fact, they did pick one up for the boat, for the Caribbean Explorer, too, so now they have a copy of Nick's book on the boat as well for the passengers that want to read it while they're on their little diving.
Bravo.
Adventure. All right, look, we have had a lot going on while we've been traveling. People have left some voicemails through the website, scubaradio.com. Let's just pick one up right now.
Hey, guys. How's it going? My name is Shira Margulies. I am a scuba instructor from Miami, Florida. And I'd love to talk with you guys not only about our ocean journeys, but in college, I also started a clothing brand called Respect the Fin. Oh. And as you can probably tell from the name, it's a brand geared towards raising awareness about the importance of sharks, as well as just the health of our oceans in general. 20% of our profits are donated to shark and ocean conservation.
Okay.
Feel free to check out our Instagram at Respect the Fin, and I'd love to hear back from you guys. Thanks so much.
All right, Sarah. Well, I've checked out the website already.
Can
I'm
we
impressed.
Call her?
It's good work. No.
Let's call her.
No, we don't need to. If she wants to call us, she can call us. But I just want to at least find out what was going on. Yeah, she can call us. Sure.
Okay.
We're not going to call her now. She's busy saving the world. You just heard what her website was there, Casey. What else do you want?
I want a 3x5 picture. I want to know who I'm talking to. I want
no,
to see
that.
No,
that doesn't
girl.
Sound creepy at all.
Greg, I'm not just saying this because I can't feel my face, but she sounds like the future Mrs. Bubble Boy.
Oh, really?
What's her name again?
Way to scare her away, boys. Yeah, no, Sarah, it sounds like you're doing good work, and we don't want you to waste your time talking to us.
Sarah, keep up the good work, and stay away from Greg's crotch strap.
No, quiet. Just quiet.
And stay away from
Doesn't
Bubble Boy.
Everybody.
Yeah. Now, you can email us, Sarah, and maybe we can follow up with her and find out more about what she's doing. But the website, I checked
Sarah,
it out.
Sarah, we do accept
good.
Sponsors.
Good work. Yeah. Anyway, and that is one way you can contact us, by the way, or you can dial us up 888-88-SCUBA. But leaving a voicemail through the website from anywhere on the planet is probably the easiest and most efficient way to contact the crew and make a comment or complaint, which is probably more likely. And then
Do
we can
have another?
Hear. No, we're not going to. I'm not going to. I can't. I'm trying Never to keep mind. The
Sorry.
Complaints off the air. Okay, but feel free to comment or complain as you see fit through scubaradio.com, or you can email us, Greg at scubaradio.com, Bubbleboy at
We have a comment on Facebook Live.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, what
Michelle
is it?
Michelle C. says,
complaint?
Greg, you're a moron.
Ah! So a compliment. Thank you.
Wow.
That's an upgrade.
Hey, from idiot. Yeah.
Usually we can't even say what they call me.
I have a complaint.
Oh, Barry the bugger has
You went to the Rustic Inn also and didn't call me.
Yep. So what's the problem?
Okay. I'm just adding
that
them
was
all
a while
up.
Ago.
No,
Barry.
Let's back up.
Well,
let
he doesn't
explain.
Give anyone a chance to talk.
Well, let me give you the backstory and why we didn't contact you, Barry. Because
busted.
Jerry, the diver guy, will back me up on this. Everything went very smoothly on our adventure with Explorer Ventures to St. Kitts, and we flew back out of St. Martin at the end of the trip. And we took a Spirit Airlines flight. I was a little apprehensive to fly them. I have nothing against them personally, but I haven't had a lot of luck with them in the past. But I was like, I'm going to give them another shot. We flew, and it really wasn't their fault. But we were on time. We left St. Martin. Everything was great. And got our got back into Fort Lauderdale, landed. I'm like, wow, we're on time. Had a nice seat in an exit row. I was pretty happy with the service and everything they offered. It was great. And the price was amazing, honestly. It was the cheapest flight for this itinerary I've ever had in the past. So I got to give them props for that. However, Fort Lauderdale evidently was having some storms before we landed. So we landed, and I'm calling everybody, hey, I'm back in the States. We're good to go. I'm calling CJ, Bubba Boy, everybody, give them heads up. Here we're going. I'm calling Neil and saying, hey, let's go meet at the Rustic Inn to have dinner. Maybe we'll call Barry. And he's like, nah, don't bother. And then as soon as I say that, the captain comes on the speaker and he says, well, I got good news and bad news. Good news is we're here in Fort Lauderdale. The bad news is they've had storms and they've told us to come over here and park, and we're going to be sitting here for the next hour.
God.
And I'm like, you son of a biscuit eater. Yeah. Well, then I'm like, great, we're delayed now. So we got to set in the airplane, and sure enough, it takes at least an hour to get off the airplane, get our bags, and now we're pushing the limit of do we even have time to make it over to the Rustic Inn for dinner? Because it's like 9 o'clock now, Barry, and that's way past your
night.
Bedtime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Greg, were you in first class?
That's my bedtime.
They don't have first class on Spirit Airlines, Bubble Boy. Come on.
Spirit Airlines, they don't have any class.
No, they do. They have class. They got the big front seat thing, but I didn't rate for that. They got me here. And it wasn't their fault. There's the weather. But there's my excuse for Barry.
All right.
Yeah. We just didn't.
Maybe I'll believe you.
Never.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm sorry for the delay there. I'm a little late getting back because I was on the phone with Pete from Scuba Board, and I was planning to have him on the show today because while we were in Sabah last week, he had an incident in Fiji. And it wasn't
an incident in Fiji.
Fuka!
At the beginning,
the ground fell up and hitting.
Well, no. At the beginning of the week, he ran into Mermaid Angela. Which was nice.
Like literally?
Yeah, in the
airport.
Like
with his car?
No, at the airport, not the international airport.
Oh, thank God.
It was like, but then he went to a dive resort that we've been to before. And after a day or two of diving, having a good time and stuff, he had too much kava and evidently stepped in a hole and broke his leg.
Oh, Jesus.
So he spent half of his 2-week adventure in the hospital, evidently.
Oh, my God.
And he was going to come on the show today and tell us about it, but he's in too much pain. So we're thinking of you, Pete. Maybe next week you can, get. Usually painkillers help our guests.
Sorry, you're clumsy.
No, it's. I don't think it's that.
It's a daggone manatee. Coming
he was
out.
Probably.
Don't even go there.
He was probably watching Mermaid and lost his way and
maybe
didn't see the hole.
It could have distracted him, or he had. After he had that encounter, then he had this mental image that distracted him from walking.
He was daydreaming when he stepped in the big hole.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to be in the big hole.
Sorry,
Greg,
Pete.
Greg?
Yes, CJ.
Janice from Jacksonville says,
right.
what an idiot.
Facebook.
Oh.
What an idiot.
Thanks,
well, it's
thank
that kind
you.
Of
a little
support.
Harsh on Pete. And then Alex from Miami says, will Bubble Boy model the crotch strap?
Whoa. Well, maybe, I don't know if we
and
should
Cindy
share.
Now says, dear God, no.
Oh. Well, so she's speaking for everyone,
I guess.
Much, I think. Yeah.
Very, very, it's hot today. Hot.
Once again, I rinsed my crotch strap.
it has not been sanitized.
Allow me to adjust my series of trusses.
Rinse that really well.
Yeah.
We're happy that you watched your crotch.
Crap, quiet.
Jesus.
Just quiet you. You!
Did you rinse the rest of the wetsuit?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I didn't know this about you, Summer, that you are in your time off. You're a scuba diver.
Yeah, since I'm 10.
Since you're 10, but like you...
And I'm 50. No. I was diving before you were born.
And I am going up.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master with a freshly rinsed crotch strap. And just to be clear, I just want to make sure we clarify what we're talking about sometimes. There's words that are omitted that give people the wrong idea.
Sure.
And it kind of makes things awkward and uncomfortable when I meet them in public. And
Sherry
that's the
from
first thing.
Yeah? Tampa says,
Facebook Live.
Ew,
yeah.
Gross.
Ah. Yeah, what are you guys doing over there?
They're acting the fool. Something happened with the seat. Shit. Don't break your leg.
Be careful now.
Going wrong over here.
There are shards all over the carpet.
What?
Shards.
Chair
what?
Shards.
Chair shards.
Oh, brother. Okay, so they're breaking.
These guys
stuff.
Are hammered.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm who's the only drunk? One who's not allowed to drink during the show, but the rest of the crew, as you can tell, sometimes partake in a cocktail or two since they're not diving.
We are trained professionals.
Yeah. Well. So strange. I know better than to talk to you three in the studio. Let me go to Barry to bugger because I do got to get an update on his iguanas. Yeah, he has the Tropical Seas, gave us this new concoction blue. It's right over there by on the counter there. You see that bottle of blue there?
This, spray it on your arm.
I have the bottle of blue.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That is a new product from Tropical Seas, the makers of Reef Safe. And blue is a deodorizer for your cooler. It gets rid of cooler stink, among other things.
Also, it's good for rinsing out your crotch strap.
You would be actually accurate.
True.
With that. And if that weren't enough, it also keeps iguanas away.
It smells like seafood.
Actually,
you don't want iguanas near your crotch area.
Tropical Seas Blue Ice Chest Boat Locker Natural Deodorizer and Cleaner.
Will you stop it?
Picture of the rust disappearing out of the bottom of the cooler.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very effective as a deodorizer and
cleaner.
I
will take this home and test it personally as my cooler is rusted.
Okay. And we have found additional uses for it. Barry, what are you doing?
What the hell?
He sprayed it on him.
Golly, don't do that. Can't spray that around the equipment, Bubble Boy. Jeez,
now I have to
taste make delicious.
It. Don't drink out of that. Do not drink out of that.
It does have
bright and shiny.
It does have a pleasant scent to it, though. It does. It's biodegradable. It's good for the environment.
Hey, I don't have to worry about iguanas attacking my head.
Well, what we found out, or what Barry found out, is in his backyard he's been invaded by iguanas, and he took some blue and sprayed some around the pebbles and stuff that you have next to your porch.
I sent you a picture of the backyard, there are these raised planter boxes, and they've been digging right along where the wood meets those rocks.
Right.
So I cleaned it up again, and I sprayed all that area, and they haven't been back to digging that area since. They've been digging in the front yard now.
Yeah.
So, but
shoot them.
No. Barry, iguanas are edible.
Look,
they are wonderful on a barbecue, let me tell you.
Stop it. Dominican made.
Every time I go out there with a stick, my wife yells at me not to hurt the iguanas.
Yeah, so. You don't want to hurt the iguanas.
Feed them with hibiscus flowers, then... Grill them with pineapple.
Oh, quit it. Just stop.
There are people eating them.
I know they're. Yeah, but you don't eat them, right, Barry?
What about
you don't
pythons?
Want to eat them.
They're
not kosher.
Gary,
not
what about kosher. Gary? Barry, what about Burmese pythons?
Well, that's all the way up. Well, I'm not.
We haven't seen those either.
They're out there too.
Yeah,
those
but you haven't seen those
great on the grill.
You haven't seen those on your backyard, right? So maybe they keep the pythons away too. But regardless,
what
we have found.
I did see a. Yeah. There was an alligator at my canal by my office the other day. I sent you a picture of it.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. But, you don't really care about the gators. They're not coming up into your yard, right?
Not today, but they were in someone else's yard a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
What about the tegus?
What about the what?
Tegu lizard.
The lizard.
That's what I'm talking about. The iguanas. That's
no,
what
tegus are different than iguanas. Remember,
tegus. What are tegus?
Tegus are vicious and eat small animals, and you don't want to mess with a tegu.
I don't even know what you guys
like
are talking about.
Like a honey
about.
Badger?
What are these like?
Kind of like a huggy badger, only with
huggy.
A long tail to whip
a
your ass.
Badger.
A huggy badger.
Huggy badger, don't play. Okay, anyway.
That's a soft, caring badger.
Okay, so.
A huggy badger.
But the, this,
relate to a huggy bear?
Just quiet. The this product from Tropical Seas was originally created for cooler rust stains and fish stink. You know, like Antonio you have lionfish in your cooler and it stinks up your cooler. You put some of this in it, cleans it up, and it gets rid of the fish stink. Right. And evidently we found out, or Barry found out, it potentially keeps iguanas away. If you spray
well,
some of it.
Yeah, it says it has cedar oil and lemongrass oil and some other scents in there. Yeah. It smells good to me, but apparently they don't like it, and that was the idea.
What was attracting the iguanas to your backyard in the first place, you think? Do you have any idea?
For some reason, from what I've been reading, is they like to dig, especially when they're finding places to lay eggs. So I think that's what they were doing.
Barry's toenail clippings.
Maybe. Could be that. That could be an attractant. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you don't want iguanas in your backyard necessarily.
Iguana!
It wouldn't be so bad, except if you saw that yard, I spent a lot of time putting in all that rock and stuff, and for them to dig up holes and just mess it all up again.
Slingshots work wonders.
Mm.
Again, the wife says, do not hurt the iguanas.
Yeah.
So. And if you squirt them with water, you know what they do? They don't run. They walk.
Well, how about an iguana pult?
They kind of swim in the water, don't they? Aren't they swimming in iguanas?
Yeah, they swim. But so these things, if I was squirting one with a hose and instead of running away, he just started slowly walking away.
Yeah.
So I don't get it.
He's like, whatever, loser. Okay, I'll move on.
Walking.
But yeah, now you know. You could use this blue product for a lot of different things. They're discovering it's has some unique properties in that regard.
But do not spray that. Feral cats?
We are not going to find out. Do not spray it in the studio ever again. It's not edible, Bubble Boy.
Bubble Boy. Bubble Boy's like drinking this stuff.
Actually, it's non-toxic. So.
I guess you could.
He's snorting it.
Smells very masculine.
Oh, boy.
It's the cedar oil.
This one's not a spray. This one's more like a goo.
It's a goo. There's different versions of blue.
Gabagoo.
There's blue goo, and then there's a blue spray, and you can check it out tropicalseas.com/blue and see for yourself if you're looking for some stuff like that. But you know, I mean, when you're trying to rent your gear and stuff, they're talking about maybe coming up, or they got a gear wash version offset, or I don't know if they have a blue version of it yet, but they might be working.
That's
on
awesome,
that.
Greg,
and it's called Tropical Seas Blue Boat Soap.
Biodegradable.
Boat soap, yeah. Well, the goo is the boat soap, and then there's the blue spray.
That's way better than what I would have called it, like fish douche.
I'm always the last one to the rinse bucket.
You're not part of the part of the marketing team, obviously,
yeah,
CJ.
Yeah, clearly.
I can tell. Anyway, there's that, and then Bugfest. So,
can't wait.
We once again, if you go to plungebeachhotel.com, and book your room. You've got to call them and tell them you want the Bugfest rate that you heard about on Scuba
109.
Radio. 109. That's like $20 off a night. A 3-night minimum. So you'd want to come out there for lobster mini season Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night at the bare minimum. The Scuba Radio crew is going to be there.
Party with the Scuba Radio.
There's going to be a kickoff party that Tuesday night, the last Wednesday and Thursday of July. So I think that's the 23rd of July. Am I right, boys? Who's looking at a calendar?
I think so, yeah.
We'll go with that. Whatever the Tuesday is that week. Kickoff party
24th,
at the Plunge Beach Hotel for a Bug Fest, the biggest lobster mini season event in Florida, if not the world.
The world.
We'll go with the world.
Whole globe.
Lots of prizes up for grabs. Whether you it doesn't matter the size of your lobster. It's just for every lobster you catch, you end up getting a little entry form. And then they have a raffle on Thursday evening in the square right there at Lauderdale by the Sea, which is going to be phenomenal. It's always a great time. This will be our fifth time, I believe, going down for that event. So we got a big a group of folks from Scuba Radio coming down. Lots of prizes to give away, and it's just going to be a great time. And I will tell you, you guys, you know, Casey, this will be a new thing for Casey, but, you know, CJ.
First time with Scuba Radio, I'm going to smoke Greg underwater.
Well, no, I wouldn't go that. Let's not talk crazy. But, you know, the thing is the location of being down there for mini season. Once you get there to the Plunge Beach Hotel, you park your car and you're there for 3 days. You don't have to drive or nothing. You got food, everything. The beach is right there. Great beach diving. One of the only places in Florida where you can get actually quality beach diving. A great place to go out at midnight when the season opens and go off there and dive at night for lobster if you want. You can't do that down in the Keys. You got to do it a little further north up at Lauderdale. So there you go. PlungeBeachHotel.com, Bugfest by the Sea, there at Lauderdale by the Sea. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, man. Hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know. I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool? Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you got to do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here. I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Thanks, right here.
Now, be a scuba diver. It can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness. Equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know, gonna be a scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm an underwater survivor. And I like that song. That's a pretty good song. Yeah, Casey the Tobacco Nut feels like he's part of that group, as he should be. All you gotta do is have a certification card and be a part of our
I
little
I was there when troop. We were teaching you to be a survivor.
That's right. I was a you know, like the perfect student, wasn't I? You remember those days?
Yeah. You were the perfect student. That's right. Yes.
Model student. Whatever happened
Couldn't
to me.
Couldn't have been any better.
Whatever happened.
Superfluous.
Yeah. And see, and then I passed it on because CJ and Bubble Boy are my, they have, you know, I brought
so
them
that's
into the club.
Their excuse. I've been wondering about that.
Okay. They have that to fall back on. Exactly.
We're, 11 years now?
Yeah.
Something like that.
No.
Yeah, it was
2006.
Yeah, that's right. What I said.
Long time.
13. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And we've had a lot of adventures over the years. And we're getting ready to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Dive Fest in Dominica. Jerry the Diver Guy is coming out for that one. That's going to be quite a unique thing.
Love that.
Another stamp for the passport.
When does that happen?
That is going to be the week after 4th of July. We fly out on, July?
I'll be diving Cozumel the 4th of July.
Right.
You taking Jerry to the waterfall?
Taking Jerry to the
waterfall.
The river, of the brown trout.
Oh.
Ooh. Sounds disgusting.
Watch welcome, out when
Jerry.
They're spawning.
You're very welcome, Jerry.
We are going to pass on that trip.
No, swim fast, Jerry. No, swim fast.
We're going. But I'm just not going to tell him until we're in the water. And it's like, hey.
Watch out for the cornfish.
Take refuge in the hot tub.
It's the reason that Bubble Boy is not allowed back on the Nature Island. Because years ago, that first trip to Dominica, you know, we were swimming around.
This
little piece of Eden. Dominica. And we're swimming around and I'm swimming downstream. He's swimming upstream.
Paint the picture for us.
We pass in this idyllic location.
Details, really?
And then he goes, "You don't want to go there."
Less of a trout.
I'm like, "What did you do?" He goes, "I couldn't hold it any longer, Greg."
There are no fans.
And I was like,
"You're really destroying everybody's, you know, image of diving."
Well, hey, I just want you to be aware. I was like, you know, Bubble Boy, what are you doing? This is their drinking water supply. There could be some newlyweds down below on a waterfall.
Just one fisherman and his kid.
Oh, boy.
It Hot
was
car.
Really a bad
thing. Oops, son, it's got peanuts for eyes.
Bad thing. Yeah. But, you know, we've had all these adventures over the years, and then something happens on a trip that makes, you know, kind of brings it back up like a flashback.
Like dropping the kids off at the pool.
Well, yeah, there's that. But I was more thinking about when we were in St. Martin, and we walked by the waterfront there on our return back from the liveaboard trip, and I see the Dirty Sanchez bar.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, they had one.
Yep. Do tell.
And I sent Bubba Boy and CJ a picture. I said, thinking of you.
Not sure how to.
Okay,
how to
moving
that.
On.
Anyway, so Dominica Dive Fest coming up. And Bubba Boy not allowed on the island.
Jerry, ask him to take you to Screws for the hot tubs.
Be careful how you say that, too. Yeah. I mean, we're going to go up into the nature's hot tubs of Dominica when we're there. It's going to be an amazing
Just you and Greg.
Trip.
So they'll be on their second love trip, huh?
Honeymoon.
Well, hey, you know, I don't know, a trip.
You got it.
You two lovebirds have fun.
Okay, thanks, guys. Yeah, see, they're just they're just jealous.
Stay
they're
away
just
from
jealous,
Lake.
Jerry. Don't fall for jealous. It, Jerry. They're jealous. But we'll all be one happy family at Bugfest. So that's literally 2 weeks after we get back from Dominica. And Casey was saying during a commercial break, well, you said you got a new looper. So have you already got your gear ready for Bugfest?
I'm ready. It's just about, I'll throw it in the back of the Jeep and go down there tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you can't. It doesn't open until the end of July.
Dang it.
I mean, you could get down there early and try to.
You could die.
No, I've got my room rented. I've got all brand new equipment. I've checked my lobster stamp. I'm ready to go.
Okay. All right. And then Jerry might come down. He has some scheduling conflicts. He might not be able to make it. He'd be the one.
Jerry always has scheduling conflicts.
He's going to try. It could happen.
Well, you know, you got to run.
If you'd open one less bottle of spring water, there'd be less scheduling conflicts.
Greg, true. Are you going to be a judge this year?
No, probably not. I kind of gave up my judging of the lobster cook-off on Thursday because it was too much work.
Hanging up the robe.
I know.
End of an era.
I could do other things like, you know.
Harass people.
Yeah.
Do we have any new mermaids coming down for Lobster Fest?
Well, we have Kayla. She's supposed to recreate the magic of
that's Venus not a Cabrera. New mermaid. No, well, new mermaid.
She's like a model. She's the dive god's granddaughter.
Well, I know. She's great. Is Pup going to be there?
Yeah, Scuba Cowboy will be there.
All right.
I mean, we got pretty much all the Scuba great Cowboy? Things, all the great elements of Scuba Radio will be on site for Bugfest by the Sea this year, with the exception of Jerry the Diver Guy, which you could look at that as a bonus.
Only if he wears his Elvis suit with the hole in the crotch.
Yeah, crotch. Crap. There we go. Just stop. Just stop, all of you. It's too late to tell him to stop drinking, so I apologize. I forgot to do that earlier in the show.
Just remember, Greg's in charge of this.
Yes, never. All right, I can't take credit for any of this nonsense. So blame. On that note, till next time, remember, it's always better wear gang.
Downward sweater.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.